Yudai was he doesn't come up that often in Shas. Comes up in Ben Sera Mara. He's the man the Amro says that Ben Sera Mara the first 3 months after he becomes a godly. Rav Prusvedoi was a Talmud Rav Yechon, as we see from this Gemara. He's living in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Prusvedoi is, I think, the source in Hasidic communities. So Shishi is the coveted aliyah. Otherwise, Shlishi is the coveted aliyah, because Shlishi is the first aliyah you can get if you're not a Kohen or a Levi. So, in communities where they, which is not the common practice, so there's a rabbi, Talmud Chacham visiting, so they give you the Shlishi. Sorry, because that's the first aliyah, unless you're a Kohen or a Levi. Purpose of having a Kohen Levi go first, the Gemara Gittin says that there shouldn't be any infighting as to who gets which aliyah. So they figured if the first two are scheduled to be given away, so that no one fights for third spot for what's it called, for the bronze. So that was Chazal's understanding. The Krespedori, the Yerushalmi, says he had a preference for Shishi. I think he called it the Aliyah of Tzaddikism. So it seems that that is the source why in Hasidic circles is a preference, the most coveted Aliyah is Shishi. Good, but Rav Krispudai is probably most famous for this Maimra, which is the guidance that we get is to how to perceive the din on Yomim Neirah. So Amar Rav Krus Vedoi, Amar Rav Yechna, Shalosha Svarim Neftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shel Misham Gemurin, V'Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, V'Echad Shel Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurin Nechtavim V'Nechtavim Li'alta L'chayim. Rishon Gimurim Nechtav Nechtav Yatal and Bisa. Beinonim Tuluyin Vomdin Me Rosh Hashanah Va'ad Yom HaKippur. And then Zochu Nechtavin L'chayim. In the Sifrin Shel Beinonim, or do they get relocated and refiled in the Sefer of Tzadikim? Nechtavin V'nechtavin Le'alter. Beinanim Tuluyin Vayimdin, Mershashon Vayimdin Vigipur. So Zachu Nechtovin L'chayim. So there was no Ksiva for them, even in Rosh Hashanah. Loi Zachu Nechtovin L'misa. Mar Kolter of Oven and Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who have two Asmechtois. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanya. Bei Shamay Oymrim, Shlosham, Sholosh Kitos, Liyoim Adin. Acha Shol Tzadikim Gemurin, Acha Shol Rishon Gemurin, Viacha Shol Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurin, Nechtomin, Nechtomin, Lialter. Lechaye Oylam. Rishon Gimur Nechtam Nechtam Mili Alter the Gehinnom Shneimar Beinanim Yordim the Gehinnom O Umitzafsifin Vailin, Rashi said, Sayakim Uvayachim Mitech Yisurin. The Olin was a Pasuk. Vitziraftim, Kitzrayfis, Kitzur, as a Kesev, Ubechantim, Kibachonis Azov. Hui Kori Bishmi Veni Ed. Alright. Valeim Omrachan Hashem Mimis Machaye, Moirishol Vial. They still alarm rim, Berav Chesed, Mate Klape Chesed. Valeim Omer David, Ohavti Kishma Hashem is Koili. Valeim Omer David, Kolapar Shukula Dalaisi Vili Yoshia. So, Beis Sham is referring to what? Gushia Medin. Rashi says Beis Sham is referring to the Yom Adin Kishe Yichyu HaMeisim. The Yom Adin of Tchias HaMeisim. So Beis Sham says comes the Yom Adin of Tchias HaMeisim. So there are going to be three groups. Based on this, we assume that the Din Liyachar Meyev Eshem Shona is similar. That's why we have a minhag of saying Kaddish for 11 months. Because the Kaddish is to help the Neshama do whatever Zechuyas it needs to get in order. We don't want to do it 12 months, because 12 months would indicate that we think the Neshama needs a full 12 months. He needs a full 12 months, and then we're saying that he's... I guess it made me worse. So that's why our minhag is to stop at before the 12 months. So the Beis Shammai is talking about a Yom Adin that is not our topic right now. Excuse me, it's Beis Hillel, Chaylik, and Beis Shammai. The Machleg is Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Mata klapi chesed. Right, Beis Hillel doesn't seem to have the benini los alovei, right? Because Beis Hillel says hoylo mechz al mechz heim matis achrei letzav zchus vein yonam legeinu. The machleket of Hillel Shammai, but what happens to the benini los alovei? According to Beis Shammai, there's a din for benini. According to Beis Hillel, that's pshat mata klapi chesed. When we say in slichos, Mavir al Rishon Rishon. That's part of Mata Klape Chesed. Because Baruch Hu gives us a pass in the first few chatom. Alright. So, Lasid Lavoi, not our topic. That's Machlaikis Beisil B'Shem, exactly whether there's a din of a Beinani. Okay. Leilam Haba. What about, what was Rav Krispidoi saying? Once you see Beis Sham Beisil, also now, Rav Krusvedoy was saying, Shloisha Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Right, three Sfarim. We're most familiar with the Rambam's, the way the Rambam presents this.
Correct.
Sorry. Here we go. Okay. So Hilchos Shuvah, I say it's Hilchos
Perek
Gimel. So the Rambam writes, Suchus. Ein Schöpfer, Ilm, der Deite. Yeah. Okay, shame. She shaitlin zechuye is onava by Nezu Vishas Misa, so kach vachol shana vishana. Right? Ramu has in Gimel Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu determines tzaddik is zechuye yisav yiseres ala by Nezu. Rasha is ala by Nezu, yiseres ala zechuye yisav. Benin is mechza le mechza. And same thing is true for countries and nations. Adam Shabbainesim Nazuchu Yaisav, Mehadumais Birishoi, Bechain Medina Shabbainesav, fine. Bechain Kolom Kuloi, fine. And then the Ram says, Yesh Schos, you should realize that Shikol Ze, Ein Elefi Aminion, has Chuy Yisavonis Elefi Golom. Fine. And then he writes, Ve'ein shoklin ela b'dayta shulkel deyos v'idei heich orchen l'schuyas k'neged avoynos. Kol mi shenichem al mitzvah sasei, the person has regret, so then he loses that z'chus. Arei ze ibeit es kulan, ve'in mazkirin lo yishum z'chus b'oylam. U'kishem, then he writes, u'kishem sheshoklin z'chuyas odam v'avoynos v'shas mi sasei, Kach v'chol shana v'shana shayklin avonos kol echad v'yechad mi boy olam im zichu yosav v'yom tov shal rosh shana mi she nimtza tzadik nechtem l'chayim mi she nimtza rosh nechtem l'misa habeinani toilin I say ad yom hakipurim v'mosa shum nechtem l'chayim v'mlav nechtem l'misa. So Rambam is not a copy of Rabbi Crispedoy's interpretation of Rabbi Crispedoy. First of all, he points out that we should point out Rabbi Crispedoy is built on Beishamai. Beishamai's description. Beisil is not Chalik and Beishamai. Beisil is Chalik and one Nakud of Beishamai. But there is Makabal, the seer which Beishamai gives us. Fine. But Crispedoy's chiddush is that the nature of the din liachem meivus mshanam, or that's what Rambam says l'shas misasei. Right? The Rambam does not record Beishamai as p'tchias amazim. According to Rambam, Beishamai is a description of the din liachem meivus mshanam, and Rav Crispedoy says that's the same din is taking place b'chol shana v'shanam. That's the mahalach of Rambam. What else does the Rambam interpret? He says, "Mishen nimtza nechtam l'chayim, mishen nimtza rosh nechtam l'misa." Habeinani sounds like there is some kind of ksiva, but in masad tshuva, so then nechtam l'chayim v'lav nechtam l'misa. Who's familiar with the famous kasha of Rav Yitzchak Blazer? Okay, Veltz kasha in this Rambam. Yitzchak Blazer was Talmid Yisrael Salanter. He's also known as Yitzchak Petersberger. He was one of the great Talmidim. He wrote the Koich Veyor. Yisrael Salanter wrote the early Yisrael, and Yitzchak Blazer wrote the Koich Veyor. It was about him. If my source are correct, about him that the famous line was said, when Yitzchak Blazer, when Yisrael Salanter dispatched Yitzchak Blazer to go to Petersburg. So Petersburg was a metropolitan, it was a city with a lot going on. So he came back to Yisrael Salanter and he said, I'm afraid to go. Because it was such a cosmopolitan place, who knows all the influences I'm going to have to deal with. So Yisrael Salanter said to him, who should I send? Somebody who's not afraid to go. I think it was the famous line that I've often quoted in different conversations. It goes back to, I think that was the first time. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer's famous kasha, I'm not going to deal with it right now, is Im Osa Tshuva. Why does the Rambam say Im Osa Mitzvah Achas Nechtam L'Chayim? It doesn't need Tshuva. Much easier. One mitzvah. Sleep for 10 days and do one mitzvah. We're good. So then stay out of trouble and do one mitzvah. And
That's the
Kach v'Zorik Kasha. So the but when we learn the Rishonim on the Sugya, so we see we get a greater appreciation of the Chiddush of the Rambam. Rashi understands that Beis Shammai is discussing Adin Liyosilovai Tchias HaBeisim. Rav Kripadoi is clear that he's discussing Rosh Hashanah. Rashi's Lashon and the sugya is Shleisha Svarim Sifrei Zikorin Shel Maasei Avrios. There are three Sifrei Zikorin. There are three Svarim Kiviyachon that record the various mitzvahs that every person has done. Shloisha Svarim, Sifrei Zikaron Shel Maasei Avrios. And apparently we all already show up in one of the Svarim. And Rav Kripadoi says that the Rav Kripadoi L'chaira is built on, he's from Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim, so he's built on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael. So there's a din that goes on in Rosh Hashanah. Exactly what's the nature of the din? So even Rabbi Meir, all of them said that there's a ksiv and a chsiv. So Rav Kripadoi then gives us greater understanding as to what is that ksiv and a chsiv that the Tanaim are referring to. So Kripadoi says that the ksiva chiddush number one is that there's really only a chsiva of a chasima for Beinanim. For Rishonim and for Tzadikim, there's no, it's all a one-shot deal.
This is according to Rashi,
Rav. This is, so far, just a simple reading of the Gemara. The one thing that Rashi, the only note that we added 2 points in Rashi. One is that Beis Shammai Zvei Medin is Tchias HaMeisim as opposed to Rambam Zvei Medin that is the Yachim Meisim Shana. But both of those are not really relevant for us. The point that we're developing is that Rav Kripadoi understood, he knew from, there was a Messiah from the earlier Tanoim that there was that the Yachim Medin Le'osel Lovei, which everyone was referring to, has a certain style to it. Rav Kripadoi's chiddush is that his mesora from Rav Yechanan was that the Yom Adin and Yom Neiroim is similar to that Yom Adin. And just like that Yom Adin has a twilight zone, and that's a 12-month period, so we have a 10-day twilight zone. All right. So l'chor, that's the... Now, Taisvus then says... Midakoshev Bainanim Mashma the Tzadikim Korilamisha Zuchuyosa Mirubim Virisham Gimura Lamisha Banesov Mirubim. Taisva says that the reference of Tzadik Gomer, Rosh Gomer, if it would be in a vacuum, so we said Tzadik Gomer is a guy who doesn't have any of it, right? A Tzadik is a good guy, is a 51% of his activities were good. All right? That's tzaddik. Right? After all said and done, he is more averus, more mitzvahs than averus. Right? And a tzaddik gomor, we would have, we would say that's something else, that's a different tier. Right? And a guy who's 49% good, 51% messes up, so we would say, he's a Russia. Maybe, I don't know if we'd say, use such a strong term as a Russia nowadays. Not a good guy. Russia Gomer is a guy who's Chaytu Machti, right? So Taish says, no, it can't be that way. Because if a Tzadik Gomer is the way we would say Tzadik Gomer is, and a Russia Gomer is, so then we wouldn't be calling all the guys in between Beinonim. Right? That means a guy who's doing 68%, 70% mitzvahs, we're not going to call him a Beinonim. Right, so therefore, Taisva says it must be a Beinoni is the guy who's Shokul, 50-50. So that means that the tzaddik, like the Rambam says, that the tzaddik gomor is a guy 51% mitzvahs. All right, so it's not quite that way, because the Rambam says don't think just a minion. Rambam says it's the Rambam does not use the lashon of mitzvahs and avodah. He uses the word zechuyas and avodahs. A person can have a zechus, but it's not a mitzvah. The marshal, what I would suggest is like heder mitzvah is a zechus. I know it's a mitzvah. So a person is mahader to do mitzvahs with the heder nifla, so that probably sounds like it will, you know, bump him up a lot. A person does mitzvahs with rizos. So there's no mitzvah of rizos, but heder mitzvahs. Right? But that's a zechus. So the Chorim says zechuyas means... means it has to do with the way, and also obviously if a person does a mitzvah and it's a huge nisayon, he's the only guy in the entire room who's doing a mitzvah, so that lechar is going to be different than the guy who every guy in the room is doing a mitzvah. So the Rambam says they're not weighted, but achrei kichleis hakol, it's a cheshbon. So the Rambam, so says Taisus when a midah chosiv beina nemash but a tzaddik and kovel lemishas chayesim merubim, v'risham gemurin lemishas avaynesim merubim, upeomim. This is the issue that bothered the Rishonim. Hatzaddikim nechtomim lemisa, v'risham gemurim l'chayim. Says that the method, the system is not a such a predictable system. Sometimes a tzaddik will have exacted against him in terms of Russia or not. Who mishalim l'soynov el ponov la'avidai. Gemara says in Kiddushin, person has, because Baruch Hu makes, there's a whole other set of cheshbonos is going on. Taisus is referring to Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Tes. Gemara says over there that a person could be a tzaddik, tzaddik miralo, and he can get a very, very rough deal in our world. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one of the possibilities. We don't know what's happening. All we know is Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem and Tzaddik. Right? We know that at the end of the day, the Tzaddik Hadid. But we don't know what a person's Zechuyas and Averis are. We don't know how things are weighted. And we don't know the cheshbonos. The Gemara in Kiddushin says the person can have a gevaldig oil me'emes waiting for him. So the Baruch Hu knew already he had an oil me'emes waiting for him. So in this world he gave him the onesh for the averus in this world. And meidach, a person could be a rosh ha'bamer. So he's slated to have a difficult time, a tortuous time in the oil me'emes. U'mishalim l'soynav el ponav. And those who are soinei Hashem and they have a terrible asalavai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, but he did mitzvahs. He did some good things. He gave a lot of stock. He did good things. He helped people out. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mischar. So have a gevaldige olam hazeh. So Tosfos says, how do we reconcile the Gemara and Kiddushin with Rav Chris Vidoi? According to Rav Chris Vidoi, every year, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon. No, so more mitzvahs, they get brachas for the upcoming year. So he says, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a much more complex cheshbon. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon in mitzvahs and averus. Has to make a cheshbon in loss of loving. Has to make a cheshbon. Is going to do in as a chod of elam emes. The loss, it's not simply a cheshbon. Right? The Rambam says a cheshbon. Every year we bring our mitzvahs and our averus. And the Taisus says it's not so. It's much more complex. It's a much an algorithm. It's not just the first actuary test. It's already advanced the actuary to figure this out. So why is Chris Bodoy saying no? So Taisus' answer is V'kol zeh, the kori hocha gabe rishon misa V'gabi tzedikim chayim kiloymer l'chayi ha'oylam abo. Let's thread that back into the Gemara. So Tosva says, Rav Chisvidoi is talking about the Olam Emes. Om Rav Chisvidoi, Om Rav Yechon. Shloisha Sfarim Neftachim Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has three books. Echad Shel Rishon Gemurin. V'echad Shel Tzadikin Gemurin. V'echad Shel Beinonim. Right. Tzadikim Gemurin Nechtovim Nechtovim Le'alta L'chaim. So Tosva, what's L'chaim? Whenever you mention Chaim in the sug, you're talking about Chaim, Olam Emes. Right? There are three Svarim. There's three Olam Emes like a Svarim. There's those who are ready to be, or at least at this stage. Right? At this stage, they're going to end up in the Chai Almin. Right? So they're in the Chai Almin Sefer. Right? Three Svarim Nechtovim. Everybody's being tracked. We all have different, we all, our name appears in the Chai Alman Sefer. Alright? So then, so what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing in Rosh Hashanah if we're in the Chai Alman Sefer? Echad shall, right? Shloish Yisrav Nechtav Niftach in Rosh Hashanah. Echad shall Risham Gemurin. Echad shall Zig Gemurin. What's the Zig Gemurin? Nechtavim and Nechtavim Li'altim L'chayim. They're in the Chai Alman Sefer. Shon Gemurin, Nechtovim, Nechtovim, Laot Lamisa. And Beinoinim depends on what happened the next 10 days. But if they do tshuva, then Nechtovim, Lechai Alman. Right? They don't do Chai Misa. So Tosva says, what's Tosva's kasha? What's his teretz? Kasha is a very complex cheshbon. Gemara says that what happens to a Jew is not simply the result of a various mitzvah. What happens to a Jew is a complex cheshbon of how a Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to prepare that person for Olam Emes. Okay, good. Kasha teres. Now, what's pshat in Rabbi Chisvidoi? According to Tosfos, what din is taking place on Rosh Hashanah?
Our future.
Yeah.
Zolnama.
Yeah. So what happened in Rosh Hashanah then? What's the din in Rosh Hashanah? It's a good
like,
question, no?
Yeah, it seems like every single year of your life you get a grade and like a Q in the, you know, the GPA when you die, kind of. And this is GPA, is how you do. But that's just like the din aspect. And there's like the tshuva aspect, which can change that.
Okay.
But at least you have, you
so
do.
So what, and so what determines what's going to happen in Tov Shin Ayin Tes?
Is the other Rosh Hashanah?
The other Rosh Hashanah.
Of the year?
Does the Rebbe Yitzchak answer that? Does the Rebbe Yitzchak say that we're only judged where we are right now? Bo'os Hashanah?
No.
But
so
what's going to happen?
Tashin,
so it's two different
dinim.
It's going to happen.
Tashin. So yeah, if you want to add on to Rav Chisvidoi, there are two tracks over here. You have to serve then. You have to.
No, but I'm saying isn't also saying that Rav Chisvidoi is that what Rav Chisvidoi is talking about is that the three svarim that are open are lasi lava. So what's going to happen for this Yom Hadin?
Yeah.
Is separate from that. I mean, this is going to happen in Chalom Haba, Lassi Lobo, in
yeah.
the future.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen this year, that's where we send, that's where Rav Yitzchak said.
What do you think Rav Yitzchak?
Go Sashan, earlier in the Daf.
No, I understand, but what's, what, how does it, how does his din work? What's being determined according to his din?
What are future Chalom is in
Ganei? Oh, so then, when a Toshin Ayin Tes, when does that get determined? Is that what you say, Ari?
So why is his statement necessarily exclusive? Like, why does it have to be? Meaning, our assumption right now is that Chisvidoi's statement is that there's only three svarim
right.
that are open. Can it be that into when we're discussing how Hashem is done, our chilek in this, or what's going to happen in Chiyas HaNisim, And in Olam HaEmes, that's there are three svarim that are open. But it also we're also judged for other things on Rosh Hashanah.
So the two issues that I have with that, and that's what, along the lines of what Ellie and Danielle are suggesting, that I can bring one very strong text to support what you're saying. And that's the very end of Sim Shalom, so we say B'Sefer, what do we say? Yom Niram, B'Sefer, Chaim, B'Brochu, B'Shom, B'Nosu, B'Zerf, all of a sudden there are all these svarim. But until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, there's only one Sefer, Shemoneh Lechaim, all of a sudden where all these svarim come from. So that would support what you're saying. What does not support what you're saying?
No, unless that's one Sefer, but yeah, the Rashba
says. Right, yeah. The Rambam, right? The Rambam didn't learn of Kispadai in this way. That's correct, right? But see, Rambam, and we're very much thinking in terms of Rambam, right? Rav Amnon, who was Mechar from the in the Bali Tosas group, so Rambam clearly, his Payet was clearly in the Sanatoka, it was like the Rambam, right? So, what do you say to that?
Because the Rambam seems to be just life or death.
Uh huh.
Like the Rashba has how your life looks. Nichem Yamos is just one part of it. No?
Most of those
are dying, right?
Yeah. You love mine.
So yeah, but you have to become thirsty before you die of thirst.
Once it happens, you're thirsty a little before, it's not so important. So let's go slower. So that's how we understand what the different servers are. So you're suggesting is Rav Krispidoy is recording just one part of the din, right? That so the Tosfos didn't say that, right? Tosfos said Tosfos had a kasha. His kasha was that the din is much more complex, right? And therefore, Tosfos said, you're right, and therefore, Rav Krispidoy is recording the din of the Olam HaEmes. And then, so it leaves us hanging as to what happens on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, every Rosh Hashanah, the other issue we have to figure out is Eli's GPA approach. Because what kind of a din takes place every single year if it only is going to have relevance in the Olam HaEmes? Right, so there are two classic answers amongst the Achronim. One answer is that every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees where we're headed. Every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're in the Sifra Chaim and we are a Ben Chai Yalman. What happens the upcoming year is Videra Sha'odam writes Alechs Melichan Isa. Because Rahu then will have that year help put together all sorts of different events that will be Mechazik that person to be a Ben Chayyam. And Rahman Tzlan Midach Lidach. That's one Mahalach in the Chadmoyd. The other Mahalach you have is the Ramchal writes in one of his stories. Yeah, the first is Midera Sha'odam Reis Lechem Alichan Reisim. So the din is a din on the derech that we have. What's our derech? Where are we headed? So every year, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, sees where, what sefer. Are we in the Chai Alman sefer or not the Chai Alman sefer? So what's the din? The din is if you're in the Chai Alman sefer, or Chai Alman person. So Kodesh Baruch Hu now give us a year that will be mechazek our trajectory to be a ben chayal. Shloishes form nechtavim, ipsuchen niftochen. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, how did we get into the sefer? We got into the sefer because of our mitzvahs and zchuyas. Right, but now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, all right, so that I'll based on the way that we've appeared in the Sefer, Kodesh Baruch Hu will
Now give us a year that will be, that is roi for this trajectory. It might be that a year without nisyonos. It might be a year that's full of nisyonos. But the year is being mechazek where we're holding. And then you see what we do with the year. There's one mahalach that fits in this mahalach of the Baal Yitosos. And the Ramchal's mahalach is that the Pshat of Tosfos is exactly the way that the Baal Yitosos developed their Shita. That and Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees if we're Ben Chai Yalman, and then he works out the upcoming year so that we should maintain our position. Not in terms of opportunities, but in terms of consequences. It's a similar mahalach. One is opportunity, the one is consequence. In other words, a person could be a big tzaddik, so he needs some yisurin in order to determine that he's, in order to help him maintain his position in the chayyam. Person is a Rosh HaGomer, so Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give him some of his chayyam in the Olam, in this world. So that's the, it's a similar mahalach. One is a little more cheerful than the other, it's a similar mahalach. What does the Chidush HaRan say? Olam? What does the Chiddush Iran say? Midika Omar Beninim Michlal the Tzadikim the Ka Omar Hanush is Chayim. Same Dika Tais. Vihachi Kasha Tuva. I always find it interesting that we would probably not ask this Kasha. Tosfos was very careful to ask this Kasha from a text, from another source. Iran asked very straight, Kamot tzaddikim shizuchu yeseyin, mirub mam reseyin, nechtobim la misa. Vikama rishom shem neseyin, mirub mam shizuchu yeseyin, nechtobim la chayim. Iran's very straight. Tzaddik rola rosh vatola. So we are trained not to ask this kasha. So I find it fascinating. Tosis also. Tosis didn't ask this kasha. He couldn't ask that kasha. He didn't know what's going on in Shvei Marv. So Tosfos asks the Gevaldik same kasha, but he's able to show that the texts point that out. Ela ikron shel dvarim kemeshe kosov Reb Shai Zaken from Reb Shai Ditroni. Tzadikim urishon bedin zeh ko amar she'oysem le'odim shezeichin bedin Machmas Ezus Chos Mikrocha Tzadikim Gemurim. Right, this is basically what Daniel was saying by Reb Yitzchak. That Tzadikim means over here those who are going to be Yotze Lizchos within Zeh. V'afal pi Shavonesein Merubim Mizchu Yeseyin. The Vishamidos Yishlo Kadosh Baruch Hu Neisenes Lishalim lemoelam azeh eizes chus she'osu. V'cheinami tzaddikim shizchu yeseyen mirubim amin yeseyen keimen shem v'schayven badin v'afilu mipnei aveira kala she'osu gabi din zeh v'shom gemur mikre. U'beinanim haynu oysam ne'odam שמשפט שלהם מאובן ושל כל ראש השנה. מרבי דטרון says it's a similar idea to Tosfos. But he says that it means those, the din happening right now. The din that's happening right now is what happened in the Olam, and the Olam Hazeh during the past year. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take into account sometimes ancient yisurin consequences, and those Einshin Yisurin, the consequences will sometimes yield a different din for this upcoming year. So Tzaddik and Gemurin does not mean that the way that Tosfos and Upshat, even though the upshot of the event between Tosfos and the Ran is very, very similar. The upshot is that it's a complex din that takes into account the but if there's Baruch Hu said other things other than the pure cheshbon of roiv mitzvah reveres. So tzaddik and gemurin is the resultant din. The resultant din as observed in the oil mazeh. And the beinoni is oisim the yodim she mishpat shalem uvon v'shakul v'shashana. Shem tuliyin v'oynim ad sheheim machri'im atzmom l'schus oil l'choyva. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu will work out the din, right? So all of this, so at the end of the day, excuse me, the Ran and the Tosfos are very, very similar. They're different in terms of exactly how they fit into the words. But both are saying that it's a that the din that happens on Rosh Yom Kippur is part of a much more complex cheshbon that we would not be able to figure it out. Let's just look at the Rashba and then we'll take the question. Hod Rav Kishvadoi, the Amishal Tzadikim Gemorim Nechtovim and Nechtomim Li'atam L'chaim V'shal Rishom Gemorim L'misa Yesh L'farish T'lav Misa V'chaim Ma'mishkomer Ela toivos ha'olam v'reoisav ka'omar. V'yafal pishesh v'shom shemagi aleim kemasa tzadikim tzadikim ovden b'tzidkon. Oisan v'shom efshesh yesh b'yodon k'tzas mitzviz shematan tzchorin v'olam hazeh v'oichlen oisan k'erin v'es anlova v'olam hazeh. La'avidam lo'osin lovay k'nirsivu m'shalim l'soinov. All right, so obviously the Rashba is bothered by the same kasha. What's the Rashba's teretz? No. Ugzardin di yochid in a nigra. Fine. B'toyves ha'olam hazeh v'rei oisav komer. No, what's the Rashba's mahalach? What's happening? When is happening in Yom Yom Ne'irom? And the Olam Hazeh, the way that we usually envision it. All right, so we have the same kasha said in slightly different ways, so yields three different yeshuvim. One is that the primary din of Yom Ne'irom is an Olam Ha'emes Dekedin. The ramifications that it has in Olam Hazeh are determined in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ramifications being either the opportunities that it determines or the consequences. One malach. Me'idach, the Rashba says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is determining the various brachas that we. He's going to give us in the Olam Hazeh. Olam Emes will be the Yachem Emes, which are part of the Cheshvan, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. But the Iker Din in Vahalma is in Olam Hazeh, right? And what's the Rama's Mahalach? Kishem Shishoiklin. Means in this world. So this is the pshat that all the Rishonim, this is the simple reading of the Kriya Shmidoi. And this is the pshat that the Rishonim were grappling against.
Because either because they said the Gemara doesn't say the Tosfos, or the Metzius doesn't support it. All right? Again, so we have, now our Machzer, right, the Ashkenazi Machzer, primarily follows Rambam. Right? The end of Shmoyne Esrei, B'Sefer Chaim Baruchu, Shmoyne Nosso Toim Zechir Chazer, L'chor, that follows, that can be any Shita. But the Nesana Tokef, albeit a late addition to Machzer, but a very, very mind-shaping contribution, has seems to follow the Rambam Shita. There, what was it before?
In just with Pashas in the Gemara of Kuspidai, by
yeah.
Bain only, how come he doesn't say there's no Nechtam, there's only Nechtam?
It's good, Kasha. I don't remember anybody who addresses that. Whether there is there a chasim of a benoni? Maybe there is no chasim of benoni. You know, the benoni, ultimately the benoni will either end up in the sifrin shaltikin or the sifrin shalom. So the Rambam has his lashon is nichtam l'chayim. But that could be in the Sifrin Shel Chaim, in the Sifrin Shel, there may not be a chesim of a Beinoni. That would be the easiest way to. But if Kuspida himself says, Zeh Sifrin Shel Beinoni, Nechtovin L'chaim, L'izochu Nechtovin L'misa. So if Kuspida sounds like that, they stay in the Sefer Shel Beinonim, but Torah's Ksivim, not Chassidim.
Maybe it's the word of Risa Blazer. That's what he didn't say.
What was that?
Maybe it's the word of Risa Blazer, that you don't have an identity as a bit. The point of it is you don't have an identity. It's only once you become a Tzadik HaRosh, you have an identity.
But so that means there's no Chassidim in the Sefer Shel Beinonim.
Right.
Yeah. Cool, I'm not sure. Go ahead.
How do you. So can you just go over the three.
Cause it's three Malachim. What's going on in Rosh Hashanah? So one mahalach is, right? One mahalach is the Rambam, that what's happening in Rosh Hashanah is because Baruch Hu's determined that we will live the next year.
Right? And the quality of that law, presumably.
So the Rambam does not mention that.
Presumably.
The Rashba says it, right? The Rashba says that exactly what's being determined, Rosh Hashanah is more the quality than anything else. And the and that's a year by year Xerah. And the Ran said, and the Ran and the Bali and the Bali Tosfos say that what is being determined every year is our position in the Olam Habes and how that position is going to determine what happens in the upcoming year. In other words, the way it sounds like, although this is beyond our ability to understand, but the Bali Tosfos and they seem to all say that the first din that has to be put into place is the din l'chayel, and everything else everything else is then determined based on that ikir and din. The Rambam does not say that. Rambam seems to say that every year there is by various and chuyas and that determines. Now, does it determine the quality of the life as well? So you're right by saying presumably. I don't know if the Rambam himself says it. Yeah, go ahead.
The Ran was talking about it is in the first thing, not Liyom Adin, which is later. The Beis Shammai is he thinks that's talking about the Olam Hazeh. Meaning, essentially, you have like Tosfot and like Khan and everyone else. Because Tosfot, Is that correct? Meaning you have Tosfot thinking everything's below Abba, and as a result, as the Achronim explained, that it filters kind of through. But everyone else presumes that Rosh Hashanah is Olam Hazeh, and maybe from there filters through to Olam Hazeh.
It would seem to me that Tosfos, especially the way that the Kadmonim explain the Tosfos, that it's very, very similar to the Ran and to the Ran, and then Rajbas similar as well. The two step din, right? Two step din, and then the only question that the Achronim debate is exactly how do we go from step one to step two? We go to step one, step two purely in terms of preparing a person for the so that they will end up having the Olam Emes that their activities provided for them.
Yeah.
Right, that's one malach. Or is it that the upcoming year will be determined by the opportunities that their activities earned for them? So that would be a difference in how the Kalmonim Rimshat in this Mahalach. But this Mahalach, generally speaking, puts the events of the Olam Emes, the Acher May of Esm Shana, as the step one in the Din. And the Rambam, which we are much more familiar with, the Rambam's approach is that it's the Chayim in this world, and the Rajbo is very explicit Meikar Din is focused on the qualities of upcoming year. Alright, go ahead, Mayor.
Maybe according to Ali's question on Tosos, how come we have this Din every single year?
Yeah.
The whole thing is to the end. Maybe the Din is the reason why it's for us, that if we didn't have this Gzar Din every single year, then we wouldn't recognize it. For us, it's like, oh,
Josh?
According to the Ran, that the Din is basically the Din based on just what's going to happen for the next year and not really relating to Zchus. How do you understand the position of the Beinoni? Meaning if Tzadik and Rasha are determined irrespective of relative Zchus and Avonos.
Right.
Then what's the deal with the Beinoni, right? Meaning it's just, well, why is there shikul between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when it seems like you should just have the same din as everyone else and get sorted into one of the categories?
Well, so what bothers you with saying that the Beinoni was mamish half and half? Why is that a problem?
Because it's not dependent on whether he's half and half. Right, meaning according to Rani, said that even if someone's bonus are greater than the Swiss, he can still be called a Tzadik Gomer based on what he's did for the year's
committee.
Right. So that means that the labeling is irrespective of, more or less.
Right, but Taurus, but Din Azeh, in this upcoming Din, what has to be determined right now? Right, so for the Ran, it's the Bedin Hazeh. You're asking according to the Ran. So the din that Hashem Baruch Hu wants to develop for this person right now. It means in the Hashem Baruch Hu's cheshbonos, it turned out to be 50-50. So why is that? What bothers you with that?
Because according to the Ran, right, the din that's yotzei is not necessarily connected to the person's chuyos. So why should there be such a position as Beinoni? Why shouldn't it just be whatever Kodesh decides for that year?
Why
is there a time delay? Does it take Hashem longer to decide for the Beinoni?
Well, even according to the Ran, the Beinoni is a person whose activities are not, whose pula is it, don't put him in any one category. So he's saying, so Luchari needs time to get into a category. Why do you see this more bothersome for the Ran than for anybody else?
Because Just because of the way the Ram phrases it in terms of saying that, seemingly saying that, you know, whether Zichuyos or Avonos are greater,
mm-hmm.
the person could still be labeled as a Tzadik or a Rasha based on some completely different scale.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not based on Zichuyos and Avonos, what's a Benini?
Yes, why couldn't a Benini be, first of all, a person who is Zichuyos and Averis don't determine whether he is how the Olam Haba's going to look. Right? Why couldn't it be that that's where the suffix is? Right? Or, there's another possibility, he's for sure been Chayalman. That's what you're saying. You're saying that since overwhelmingly the din is to. So could it be the following? That the person, let's even, I think, so one possibility is that there, it's shokel as to whether he's a, what kind of chelig lo'olam avoya. But let's say there is clarity in the din as to what Chelek in the Olam HaEmes he would have. So could there be, and this is what you're asking, could there be a Dover Shokel in determining how much he should be Nana from the Olam HaZen, the upcoming thing? If it's just a question of giving a person his Schar and his Onesh, no. So then, it doesn't matter if he's shocked. That's what you're asking. Right? I'm just working out the consequences. But perhaps the shokel of the year is shokel elam hamas. Right? That's with me.
So if you shokel elam hamas, I understand. But it seems like the Ron is talking about, it says that the din is not for elam hamas, it's for elam hazeh.
Right.
So what is there to be shokel about for elam hazeh?
So maybe that's what the main. Let's go a step back. The Ran's kasha is hayitochim that tzaddikim should based on this that tzaddik is nifter, right? And why should a rasha live? So his answer is that the din of whether a person should live or not, that's not what's being determined now. What's being determined now is where he's going to be in the Olam HaEmes, and then based on that, or that being one of the Cheshbonos, then Kadosh Baruch Hu determines what's going to be, let's say, this upcoming year. All right? So you say, let's say the person's a Beinoni, so let's say it's undetermined as to where he's going to be in the Olam HaEmes. That's one possibility. So he needs time to determine that. Right? Or could it be, that it's determined to be a chai yalman. Now, if he would be a, let's say, a tzaddik gomer, so then there might be some schar that he would get now, and some oinsh he would get now. And if he is shokel, so the way the Ran sees it is that whether he should live this year is will be determined right now based on where he's going to be in Chayalman, and based on his pu'ulas of this past year. But let's say based on what's going to be in the Chayalmen, the Pa'ulos, what should be done from this year, are not determinate. Right? Maybe they could have a Benny that way. Because whether he's, what is he Zeicha for this year? That's what the Rambam would say. The Rambam would say that the Tzadik V'Rosha is this particular din. Right? Whether this person deserves to live this year depends on one of the components of that din is where he's going to be in the Olam Habas. But let's say that once the Kadosh Baruch Hu has determined where he's going to be in the Olam Habas, the Shikulim that determine whether he should live out this year are fall in an indeterminate fashion. So I have to be Zoche to have more time to accrue Zechuyas. I have to be Zoche to have a larger portion of the elements. No, couldn't that be what, how the Rambam would view it? If that's the Shikul, if that's the Beinoni. So, you know, Yotze Mikol Zeh, the Yotze Mikol Zeh is these three Mahalchim. I want to now go on into the Sugya in Yuma. The one thing that I would like to come back and visit, maybe tomorrow, we'll see, is, so what is the Pshat in the Gzar Din? And what's the Pshat in Om Rav Yitzchak, Yofet Zoka Koidem, Ulach Gzar Din? Right, now, if you take a step back, look at the story and look at what we learned in the last week. So we began by discussing the various Yimei Adin, and then we had the five-way Machlekes Tanar, and and then we discussed the Makoros. The Shitos, we discussed the Machlokes of Elijah and Yeshua, and then we discussed how the Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains how this din happens, and we also discussed that there's a kesima and a chasima, and then we discussed that the kesima and the chasima, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, takes place. However, there is still opportunity to change that exardin. So now we've gone a step deeper and say, and what is that kesima and chasima all about? So that's the machlokes rishona, where the kesima and chasima is about chayalman with the consequences, or whether it's about this world Rambam, or whether it's in between the Rashba. Good. So now we know, have a better picture of the Chesiva Chesima. So there's one more question. So what is Pshat in the Chesiva Chesima? What's the and according to Yitzchak, that the Chesima is a chasima that can be changed. So what's the point of the chasima? Right. Gemara says that there are ways of being korei gzar din. So that we have a chance to look at, and then we'll go back to a new one. Okay?